Well, it's the last Sunday of May, and what does that mean? It means it's now time for another one of our monthly, end-of-the-month, Happy Station Anniversary, or rather, 90th Anniversary Specials.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere. Your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family show, calling listeners everywhere. It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show. The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Perron. Even though we had a little bit of a cold opening at the beginning, I thought, well, we'd have to do it again in case you actually missed it. Now, it is the 27th of May, 2018. And as you know, since the beginning of this year in January, on the last Sunday of every month, we've been presenting a Happy Station Show special for the 90th anniversary of the program. And this, of course, is the anniversary special number 5. Now, this Happy Station Show has a particular theme, which I will tell you about in a moment. One thing that people whom probably were not listening at the time, we'll have to realize that, of course, the world was a very different place. If you wanted to get in touch with a radio station, either for a music request or just to say hello, there were two ways to do it. If the radio station was in your own country or city, well, you can easily pick up a telephone and call them. Of course, if it was long distance, it was very expensive in those days. The other way, of course, was through writing. Yes. And then not just for local stations or in your own country, but also for radio stations overseas. So you'd physically write a letter, post it, and then perhaps, because things did tend to get lost in the mail, maybe 2 weeks later, they would get the letter and then usually send a card back saying, "We will reply to your letter on this date," which is maybe another 2 weeks to you, and then at some point in the future, you'll be able to listen to the transmission. Now, of course, things have changed a lot these days with the advent of email and, of course, through social media, where the response can be instant. But in those days, it was a very different thing. Now, Radio Netherlands, in particular, Happy Station, especially in those days, you can say they were doing a very primitive form of social media. Now, of course, not like social media, how we know it today, but they were doing a version of it back then. How did they do that? Well, of course, there was no internet. But they did have a pen pal club, which we will talk about on another program. But another way was, well, something that, of course, is very common, and that's call-in shows. But for international broadcasting, it wasn't all that simple. Because in many cases, especially in the early 1970s, if you wanted to place a call overseas, well, there were two ways to do it. The first way is contacting an operator. In your own country, that operator would contact an operator in another country, presuming there were any lines that were available, who would then place the call locally. In some cases, you could call direct, but if it was across the Atlantic, that's how it was done, or anywhere around the world, in fact, and it was very expensive. Now, just to give you an idea of what it cost back then to make an international phone call. Now, in 1972, if you were calling from the United States, I use a call from the United States only because these were the rates that I was actually able to get from that period. Now, in 1972, if you wanted to make a call to the Netherlands, yes, you could do it. It was complicated because you had to go through operators and everything else. It was $5 a minute. That is in 1972. Now, what is that in today's money? Well, $5 in 1972 would be to almost $30 in today's money. A minute. Now, I still remember a time in the late 70s when my family was calling other family that were living in Europe. We would have to go through an operator and we would have somebody that would be on the line and the call would go through an operator and so on. And there were some funny occasions where maybe the person we were trying to reach was occupied and you couldn't get them, right? So what would happen is the operator in that country who was contacted by the operator in the country we were in would interrupt the phone call of the person who was on the phone with whoever it was and saying, hello, this is the PTT. You have a long distance call coming in. We see that it was really complicated. It's not like today at all, where you can just pick up the call and it's really cheap to make overseas phone calls using a regular mobile phone or landline. And of course, with the advent of IP, which is of course internet, through Skype and other means, it's very cheap indeed. So imagine that, $30 for a phone call back then. And I should tell you that the phone quality wasn't always the best. Now, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, call-in shows are something that were not exactly new. But when it came to international broadcasting, especially a station like Radio Netherlands, it actually was very, very rare. Even the BBC World Service back then didn't take on such ventures. Well, Tom Meyer decided to change all that on a program that was broadcast October 1st, 1972. And we're going to take a listen to a few excerpts from that very first program. And one of them was very special indeed. So we're going to call this anniversary special the same thing that Tom Meyer called his program on October 1st, 1972, Call Me, which is exactly the same piece of music that he played at the beginning of his program. We'll be right back.
Yes, and that was the Tony Hatch Orchestra, and the title of this song, or this melody, is Call Me. You are tuned to Happy Station, your Sunday family show of smiles across the miles, coming to you from studio number 5 of Radio Nederland, the Dutch world broadcasting system in Hilversum, Holland. I just decided that I'd better tell you a little bit about the surprise we have in store for you, because I just realized that otherwise it will be such a complete surprise to you that you won't know what I'm talking about. I said, listen to the title of this piece of music carefully, it's Call Me. And we played this because I am expecting a phone call any minute now, and then I'll be talking to Ray Bream. Ray Bream is a colleague of mine at a radio station in Los Angeles, in California, in the United States. He is on the air live right now, and I am on the air live right now, and we're going to have a little conversation. Why? Well, because I've received so many letters from California telling me that people have heard Ray Bream on local radio there, KABC, talking about Happy Station. He is promoting Happy Station and other Radio Nederland programs very much, and he talks about it almost every night. And in the beginning, I thought, well, maybe these letters are a little exaggerated, until I got more and more, and about 2 weeks ago, I had a visitor, a Mr. Frank Judy from Sacramento in California, who told me that Ray Bream is really doing a very good job there as far as promoting Happy Station is concerned. Ray Bream has what is called a telephone show, and he's on the air, well, listen to this, 6 nights a week between 1 and 6 in the morning. Now that's something, isn't it? It's 6 times 5 hours every night. I don't see how the man can keep alive. And that's a little more than what we do once a week on Sundays only with 4 different Happy Station shows. We thought that 5 hours and 10 minutes of programming is a lot, but he does 6 times 5 hours, which of course is 30 hours. Although he does a lot of commercials, etc., etc. Well, there he is, I think. So we'll have a little bit of music while I talk to the operator.
I think I should say, Ray, I think I should say right now to you that we're on the air live, both of us.
We are?
Yes, so you are on the air live in Europe, and I'm on the air live with you in California.
Now, you're doing your Europe show right now, is that right?
I'm doing the Europe show right now. So, I would say, pardon?
Where is it heard in Europe?
It's heard in all European countries. And also some Southeast Asian countries and in parts of Africa.
Now,
so
this is broadcast from the Hilversum complex itself, is that right?
That's right, yes. I just told our audience that we are in studio number 5 here, and we are usually in 6, but we're in 5 because that is the studio where we have the telephone set up.
Every once in a while, Tom, I hear Hilversum Direct, but not very often. Of course, here in North America, it's the relay station in Bonaire that we hear so loud and so clear.
Yes.
Putting a signal from Bonaire that's really unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
In fact, the caller that just called me a moment ago on the air listens faithfully out in the San Fernando Valley.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a very wonderful feeling to know that listeners in Europe and California are now linked, not only by telephone, but by two radio shows as well. It's a crazy feeling, isn't it?
It certainly is very eerie. how's your relay station in Madagascar, Tom?
Well, it's doing very well, because since it opened, we've had many letters from Africa, and especially South Africa, telling us that reception is very clear, and we've seen that the amount of letters coming from South Africa is getting to be much bigger than it used to be before. Of course, that may sound strange to you to get letters from so far away. How far does your show reach?
Well, of course, we're on the broadcast band, and we don't have shortwave in this country except for our Voice of America, which, of course, is external.
Mm-hmm.
So we're strictly in a regional area. We're heard as far north as Northern California and as far south as San Diego on the border.
I see. I know I had a visitor, and you know that, of course, about 2 weeks ago, Mr. Frank Judy, and he told me that it was quite unique that he could hear you all the way up in Sacramento.
Yes, he called me on the air here last week, and he told me that he just had a delightful time, and you were so cordial to him that you even drove him into Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's true. We had some drinks there, and it was a very nice time we spent together.
Well, Tom, I can only tell you that you have a great audience here in North America and a great many people that listen to you here in the Southland.
Well, and who knows the amount of letters that might come in as reaction to this show of people who may have heard you on this European broadcast. And I might tell you that we'll be repeating this phone call we had, we're taping it, and we'll be repeating it on next week's Happy Station show for North America and the rest of the world.
Well, we'll have a special reason to tune in then, won't we?
Definitely, yes. When are you coming over to Holland?
Well, you know, I haven't been in Europe for about 10 years, and when I was in Holland the last time, I never got to Hilversum. In fact, I've got to tell you that I had never even heard of Hilversum.
Well, we've made up for that now, haven't we?
You certainly have. I love Holland. In fact, I was going over some of my slides that I took last time I was there.
Uh-huh.
And I love Holland very much. There's a place we stayed up on the North Sea coast, and I still can't say that name. What is that, Schweringen?
I see. Yeah, that's the classic.
I have trouble with some of those names. Schweringen or whatever it is.
No, it's Scheveningen.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, however you say it.
Listen, Reem, I can understand that you don't have very much opportunity to travel since you are doing 30 hours a week, if I understand correctly.
Yes, we do an all-night program here from 1 o'clock in the morning till 6.
Yeah, what time is it there now? 2:45 or something?
Yes, it's 15 minutes to 3 a.m.
Uh-huh. Well, it's 15 minutes, or rather 16 minutes to 11 a.m. here in the morning.
Now, as you know, we do a two-way talk program. It's called Talk Radio, where people call up and we exchange ideas on the phone.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at the audience we have all night long.
Well, Mr. Judy told me something about that. I have a feeling that he gave me some rather representative stories of the people that call you. Hey, by the way, I have an adopted grandmother who listens to you, Mrs. Mildred Green.
That's right, and she calls regularly.
Uh-huh, and I seem to remember a name of a Mrs. Dolly Parker.
That's right.
So you see, I'm well informed.
Yes, you are. is there any chance coming over to North America sometime?
Well, Ray, I'll tell you, it's one of my biggest wishes, and if it weren't for the distance and, of course, the cost involved, then I'd probably be over there to meet you personally, finally, in a week's time. But, well, as I said, there are some problems connected with traveling so far for poor radio people like we are.
Tom, you've got a big audience. I remember when you first took over from Eddie.
Yeah.
And the Happy Station program has been on the air for so long. and you have built a fantastic audience here in the Southland, and you know, that's some doing because people just normally don't listen to shortwave in this country. Other parts of the world are very much shortwave conscious. In Europe, in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia,
They
listen to shortwave quite regularly. But in this country, there's been very little shortwave listening. I have a sponsor, God bless him. he's been handling shortwave radios, and we've sold literally thousands upon thousands of them to people who want to listen to you and to other shortwave broadcasters.
Well, so I've been good for business, too.
Yes, indeed you have.
Okay, well, Ray, I certainly hope that I can make it over there soon so that we can...
Just fly over there and, you know, see what Holland's like 10 years since I was there last.
10 years after, yes. Okay, well, I don't know what you are going to do right now, but we are going to play some more music. And I hope that we'll hear from each other more regularly then in the future, because before I've only heard about you from listeners of mine. And, well, I know now that many people there listen to both Happy Station and your show. And who knows, maybe we can set up some kind of joint venture in the future.
Well, we'll have to pursue it. It sounds like an intriguing thing.
Sure.
So how do you say goodbye in Dutch?
Pardon?
How do you say goodbye in Dutch?
Well, if I would want to say something like I'll be seeing you, then I would say tot ziens, and I think that would be the most appropriate thing at this point. So that would be...
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Ray, and hope to be talking to you soon again.
All right. Give my regards to everyone in Europe.
Will do. Tot ziens.
Bye.
So, that was rather a long phone call with Ray Bream, who was on the air live, just the same as we were, at KABC in Los Angeles, California. And now, my friends, it's time for music.
Tom Meyer doing a joint, well, you can say it, a joint radio segment with Ray Bream, who was at KABC in California. Now, if you think about the technology that was involved back then to do it, nothing was by satellite. It was probably, if not a landline, that or microwave, either or, that went from California to someplace in the northeastern part of the United States, maybe even into Canada, and then through a cable that went to the UK, and then another cable that crossed the UK to the Netherlands. So you can see how many jumps there were. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International, and this is our fifth 90th anniversary special for 2018. Yes, we have anniversary specials for each final Sunday of every month. And today we're taking a listen to programs, to parts actually, of a program that was broadcast on October 1st, 1972. The first time Radio Nederland, or any international broadcaster, that decided to have their listeners call up. Now, as Tom was doing the program, because the phone that they actually had was actually, well, they had to go into another studio. And as you can tell from Tom's voice, his voice was being picked up from the microphone and the phone itself. Not like today, where you can just talk into a microphone and you have headsets and you hear everything coming in from the phone line. Well, they didn't have that set up at Radio Nederland back then. Back then, you actually had to talk on a phone, I mean, physically holding the receiver in your hand and then speak into a microphone. So you'd get actually the microphone from the receiver and the microphone both picking up your voice at the same time. Well, it was actually not too long into the program where Tom decided, well, let's give out a phone number and see who will call in. And that's exactly what they did.
Well, we are in this telephone setup studio now, and I know that I'm risking quite a lot, and that maybe I'm my own hangman. But I all of a sudden got this idea that if people would like to call in to the show, then maybe they would like to spend a few pennies, and that sounds strange, doesn't it? And call us here in Hilversum. Now, the area code for Hilversum, if you are not in Holland but outside of Holland, is 2150. That's the area code for Hilversum, 2150. And then the number that I have right here beside me is 13227. 13227. So all in all, that number would be, if you don't live in Holland but outside, the country number, which of course is different for different countries, then 2150 for Hilversum and 13227 to get me here directly at this telephone. But let's make a deal. Of course, if you want to call and be on the air with me, it would be better that we could chat a little bit before we are actually on the air so that I know who you are. Well, there's the first call. Haha. Well, I wonder who that's going to be. Tom Meyer.
Hello, Tom.
Yes?
This is Pierre from Belgium, calling from a trip.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, yes.
You definitely didn't waste any time to call me, right?
No, I don't think so.
I was just going to say, let's make a deal, and I was going to ask my listeners to wait with their calls until a record had started so that we could chat a little and then go on the air. But welcome anyway. Where do you live?
In Belgium, near Liège. You know Liège?
Near Liège, yes. And you listen in every Sunday?
Almost every Sunday, yes.
I see. I suppose that we can also speak Dutch.
Yes, of course. Natuurlijk.
Nou, misschien wilt u een groet overbrengen aan alle anderen. Hey, Pierre?
Ja?
Ach, nou heb ik het pas in de gaten. ladies and gentlemen, I was completely taken by surprise. This is a personal friend of mine.
Yes, of course.
I didn't realize this. I heard the name Pierre, and you see, that's why I suggested that we talk a little bit before we're on the air.
Yes, of course.
I didn't know that you listened to my show every Sunday.
Well, almost every Sunday, as long as I have got the time to do so, because, mm-hmm. You know, my job is taking a lot of time, and on Sundays I have to work normally more than on other days.
Yes. Hey, Pierre, before you go on, yeah. I tried to call you a few days ago to congratulate you on your birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
And you weren't there.
I wasn't there. When was it then?
Oh, it was somewhere during the afternoon.
I see, yes. Well, it's very nice.
Hey, this is marvelous, and you must have thought that I was crazy to talk to you as if you were a stranger.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it dawned on me that I recognized the voice. Pierre Maertens, of course.
Yes, that's right.
Nou, Pierre, luister, we gaan weer wat muziek draaien. En misschien, ik weet niets van jouw muzikale smaak, maar ik hoop dat je van Tom Jones houdt.
Ja, duidelijk, ja.
Okay, well, I just said to Pierre that I don't know anything about his musical taste, although he's a personal friend of mine. And since you had your birthday a few days ago, Pierre, mm-hmm. We're going to play an appropriate piece of music, because the title of the song Tom Jones is going to sing is You've Got a Friend.
I'll see.
And I want to thank you for calling. I hope to see you in Amsterdam very soon again.
Oh, certainly, yes.
And say hello to all our mutual friends there.
Okay, do the same, yeah?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Dag.
Tom Jones now with You've Got a Friend.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, honey, all you've got to do is call, and I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend. When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing, no, nothing is going right, Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, baby, all you got to do is call, and I will be there. You've got a friend. You've got a friend. You've got a friend.
Yes, and that was Tom Jones with You've Got a Friend. And I didn't even realize this, but while this record was playing, and that was somebody who tried to call and then hung up, apparently something went wrong. Did you hear the toot-toot-toot on the air? No, you didn't. Because, you see, I don't know anymore what you do here on the air and what you don't. Anyway, just before Tom Jones stopped singing, the phone rang, and I said, hello, hello, and I didn't hear anything on the other end. I said that while this, he was singing this song, I heard that part of the lyrics were, all you have to do is call. Well, I hope I won't be swamped with calls right now. And I want to finish my sentence where I was so rudely interrupted by my personal friend Pierre Martens from Belgium, whom, of course, I failed to recognize at the beginning. There's another phone call. I was going to say, please wait with your phone call till a record is playing, but let's see who this is. Tom Meyer.
Hello?
Hello, Tom Meyer?
Oui?
Here's a French listener.
Yes?
Mr. Tony Legendre, in Château Thierry.
Ah, bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va?
Très bien, et vous?
Très bien aussi, comme vous pouvez entendre.
Ah oui, j'ai la stéréophonie parce que je vous entends dans mon appareil téléphonique et dans mon poste de radio dans l'autre oreille.
Ah, ah. Alors, je crois qu'on doit traduire ça pour nos auditeurs qui parlent seulement l'anglais. Pardon?
How is it translated into English?
Well, it's that you are a French listener who listens to the show every Sunday on his shortwave radio.
That's right.
And your name is Tony Legendre?
Yes, that's right.
Where do you live in France?
In Château Thierry.
Aha, Château Thierry. I think I've passed through there on my way down to Spain once.
Pay me a
visit. Well, yes, of course, but I don't travel with the entire mailing list of Happy Station listeners in my pocket, of course. What kind of weather do you have in that part of France right now?
Oh, it's a very sunny weather. You see, very nice weather.
Very nice or very funny?
Very sunny.
Oh, what's so fun? Oh, sunny. I thought you said funny. Apparently you have got good reception, so that you could hear our number clearly.
Yes, I was listening to your phone call to KABC Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I didn't know it was so clear, and I was just thinking I have a friend over there, and perhaps one day I will phone, because I think it's very clear from Europe to the United States by the phone.
Yes, so you could hear clearly what was being said then.
Oh, yes, very, very clear.
Fine. Well, I'm glad to know that, because as you could hear, I was wondering how my listeners had heard the conversation on the air, because I was told by our technician that the quality wasn't too good.
Yes, that's just what I heard just after your phone call, but it wasn't the case for me.
Aha. Well, Monsieur Legendre, thank you very much for calling. I don't want to make this too costly for you.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
And we certainly hope to hear by letter from you in the future.
Yes. All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Au revoir et merci.
Au revoir. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was Mr. Tony Legendre from Chateau Thierry in France. And then now we're going to have the Mexicali Brass. And memories are made of phone calls. No, of this. Memories are made of this by the Mexicali Brass. And wouldn't you know it, I've got another caller on the phone, and I'm very happy to be able to introduce to you right now somebody from Holland. And on the other end of the line is Harry Nifkens from Schiedam. Hello there, Harry. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay, fine. Well, we talked. You did exactly what I asked our people, our friends, to do. Call while there's a record on so that we have an opportunity to talk a little before we go on the air. You live in Schiedam, and Schiedam in Holland is known for its spirits, for its gin and its Geneva. But are you a little clear-headed this morning anyway?
Yes, I'm clear-headed.
Okay.
I'm just from my bed, so I can't drink.
Oh, I see. Harry, tell me, the transmitter people who are apparently listening to this show too are very interested to know not only where people call from, but on which frequency they're listening. Which frequency are you listening on right now?
I'm listening at 6.20 megahertz.
I see. The 6020 then.
Yeah.
That's in the 49 meter band.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to know, because I know that many people get better reception on the 41 meter band than on the 49 meter band. Now, maybe you should tell our listeners where Schiedam is, because if they don't live in Holland, then they don't have the slightest idea.
I think the most easy way to tell is that's near Rotterdam.
Yes.
And that's the harbor in the western part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 80 miles from Hilversum.
I see, 80 miles from Hilversum, so that's not that far away. You know, I'm so glad that you called, because I was just thinking, I hope that one of our listeners in Holland will call. Otherwise, people will maintain the saying, which goes now and then, especially in Holland, that the Dutch World Broadcasting System, the Wereldomroep, is only being listened to by foreigners and not by Dutch people themselves. But you gave us proof of the fact that Dutch people indeed do listen to us.
Yes, I listen to nearly every show you give.
Yes, well, I told you when we talked while the Mexicali Brass was playing that I remembered the name, and that I seem to remember that you'd ask for a QSL card now and then. What is your profession, Harry?
I'm a student in chemistry.
chemistry. Well, well, we've got something in common there because, as you may know, I tried to study pharmacy for 4 years. And, well, that means four years of chemistry only before you finally get to pharmacy. But anyway, that's talking about me, and I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about you. I know that you shouldn't ask a question like this of a lady, but I can ask you without any danger. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old. Okay, fine. So that was one of the younger crowd in Holland. And as I said, I'm very glad that you called. If you can make it over to the studios one of these days, you're more than welcome to come and visit us here.
Yes, I hope to visit you once.
Okay, fine. You're always welcome, but be sure to call in advance, not this
yes.
number, but the normal number.
Yes, I call you.
And then we can meet in person.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Bedankt voor het bellen en tot ziens.
Tot ziens.
Goed. Dag,
ja.
Harry.
And now Gene has picked another record for us, but since we don't have contact right now because I'm on the phone all the time, she's holding up a Vicky Carr album now, and she is trying to tell me what the title of the song is, but I'm not very good at lip reading today, so here is Vicky Carr. The song is called Brian's Song.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm, and in my hands they'd numb.
And that was Vicky Carr with Brian's Song. You are still tuned to Happy Station, your Sunday family show of calls across the miles today. And I had a feeling when I gave out the number that scores of people would be calling me. And indeed, I have another listener on the line, someone whose name you've heard many times before. It's a listener once again from Holland in Overveen. And now I know there's a lot of joy in Ireland, because on the phone is... Yes?
Here's De Boer speaking, Tom.
Yes, Mr. De Boer.
Good
morning and welcome.
No, thank you very much, indeed.
Maybe I should explain my remark about Ireland if other listeners have forgotten, and that is that you have children and children-in-law in Ireland.
Yes.
Jerry Foley and Marianne.
Yes, they are, and they're living in Waterford in the Republic.
Yes.
So now, the special thing in your show this day was the beginning of a telephone call I heard from Sacramento, from Los Angeles. And
yes.
I think the fellow's name was Ray Breen.
Yes.
And that was all what I heard. And then there was a German, yeah, a German indeed, coming in on the same frequency.
Oh, that's a pity. What frequency are you on?
49.
The 49-meter band?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, you just heard, probably, that Harry Nefkens had a very good reception on the 49.
Yes, I did.
But that's Schiedam, and you're over in Overveen.
Overveen, yeah. You know, we are living in the bulb area here.
So the bulb area?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No bulbs now, only in the ground.
But they'll be blooming again in the spring.
Yeah, we hope so.
Do you have a message for your children in Ireland?
Yes, May I do it in Dutch now?
Of course you may do it, but Jerry understands
Jonas,
that.
Yeah, here we are.
Jonas,
Marianne, Jerry and the Fiona and Richelle. Alles is goed hier. Je brief ontvangen, ik zal vandaag een antwoord tikken.
Okay.
That was all that I have to say. Groeten van allemaal, jongens.
Well, that was a greeting to Ireland from Overveen via Hilversum on Happy Station from Mr. De Boer. Mr. De Boer, before I say goodbye to you, and of course we hope to see you and your wife pretty soon again.
Oh, we hope to do that.
Maybe you would like to dedicate a record to Jerry and Marianne.
Oh, yes, of course.
What's it going to be?
Maybe I can give anything but love to you.
Uh-huh, by Errol Garner?
Yes.
Very appropriate. I can't give you anything but love, and I hope to see you very soon again, Mr. De Boer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait a moment. One thing.
Yes.
Am I right? Is Jean's birthday on the 7th of October?
You are right. Jean's birthday is on
the
7th.
Next Saturday, I think.
Next Saturday.
Yes. All right. So
okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good weekend for her.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was just some of the phone calls that took place on the first ever live call-in Happy Station show that was broadcast October 1st, 1972. Now, that, of course, program was live because the program to Europe would be done live. And then, of course, it was rebroadcast later to other regions of the world. So it was, nevertheless, a lot of fun to listen to. You think about it, that wasn't easy back then, and long-distance phone calls were very expensive. If you watch television programs or movies from that period, you'll always see at some point in some movie or whatever, people saying, listen, I'm on the phone, it's long distance, keep the noise down. Where, of course, today you wouldn't even say such a thing. Anyway, that was our 90th anniversary special for the month of May. We still have a few more, of course, to go before our big extravaganza in November. Now, the next anniversary program for Happy Station for 90th anniversary will be in June. That will be broadcast on June the 24th. But of course, we will be here next week with another edition of the program. What we will have, well, you'll just have to tune in and find out. We're going to leave you today with some music, and I have no idea what it is because the engineer didn't tell me, and we have to leave the studio because we have somebody on the outside of the door waiting to actually come in, so we're not going to stop or waste any time. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well. Saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.